This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Bank of England said the other day that a grim economic future is in store for the Brits if Brexit does happen. It's that whole you weaken your ties to the global economy at your own peril thing. The outgoing chief economist at the International Monetary Fund has a corollary. Maurice Obstfeld said this weekend that global economic growth is going to slow next year and that that is going to take a bit of the wind out of the American economy. In other words, despite all the America First rhetoric and increasingly nationalistic economic policies, the United States is still part of a larger economic whole. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that one.
No man is an island entire of itself. And same goes for economies. The U.S. has a big domestic economy, less reliant on the world outside its borders than many other countries, but still no island. Bart Van Ark is chief economist at the Conference Board, a business research organization.
The U.S. is still trading very intensively with other countries around the world. And, you know, U.S. companies are investing abroad, and so do foreign companies that invest in the United States. You know, the U.S. is very exposed, of course, financially, and other countries are exposed to the U.S.
In fact, Brian Nick, chief investment strategist for the financial firm Nuveen, says the U.S. has actually increased its economic ties with the rest of the world over the last year, despite putting tariffs on many imports.
Whatever dampening effect that might have on global trade has been swamped by the fact that we are borrowing even more from overseas and we are spending even more on imports than we were this time last year.
So if other countries aren't growing as fast, we'll feel it in the U.S. Less healthy economies will buy fewer American products and services. Ann Owen, a professor of economics at Hamilton College, says we got a sneak peek last quarter of how that can impact economic growth.
The decline in exports that we had in that quarter actually took a half a percentage point off of our GDP growth. So our GDP growth would have been 4% if we had not had a decline in exports.
Owen says if global growth slows next year, we can expect even less demand for U.S. goods, which will eventually impact U.S. jobs. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.